But a long time ago, when they were black, they say that they were in...
in mourn.
Uh-huh. And on an average sort of day, if somebody asks you how you're feeling, you say, oh, I'm...
feel all right.
Or
not too well.
Uh-huh. When you're getting old and your joints start hurting...
they call that the rheumatism, uh-huh. Arthritis.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Almost.
And a disease that children used to get that choke up?
Mm-hmm. Croup.
Or dip?
Diphtheria.
And when you're...
strep throat.
Uh-huh. When your skin and eyeballs turn yellow, you call
that's
that...
that's call that jaundice. I don't know how you call it.
Mm-hmm. Call that jaundice?
Yeah, in French. They get yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And jaundice, that means yellow in French. Yellow, you know, is jaune in French.
Uh-huh.
But I know the word in English, but I can't recall it right now.
And when you have a pain down here...
then a kangaroo, too. Kangaroo, how you call that? When the nail get blue, they call that kangaroo. That the blood don't work anymore,
uh-huh.
You see. This is a pandic.
Uh-huh. But what disease do you say you have?
Pendicine, they call
uh-huh.
it, or pandic.
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do that often? You'd say, yes, I
do that several times a day.
And if you wanted to ask me whether he does that, you'd ask me.
Does he do this thing every day, or?
Okay. And you say, well, I don't know if he does that or not, but people...
believe he do that every day.
Okay. And you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not...
just neglect himself. I guess they don't have the same opinion for the same thing, you see.
Mm-hmm. And someone ate something that didn't agree with him, and it came back up. You say he had the...
vomit, he had bad stomach.
Any other
he
way?
Threw up.
Which sounds better to say?
Well, it's about the same, threw up.
Uh-huh.
It don't look so bad as vomit.
Any joking ways of saying that, or... why does it sound really bad?
No. That, not at all.
And
that
person threw up, you said he was sick.
Yeah, in his stomach.
And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, if he kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say that he was...
he's a lover.
Uh-huh. Or he's doing what?
He's going too often. He should be in love that much.
Do you ever say he's courting her or sparking?
Yeah. Yeah,
huh?
Calling her.
And he would be called her?
Sweetheart.
And she would be his?
His fiancée. His sweetheart. Girlfriend, they call it now more.
Uh-huh.
They don't use sweetheart anymore. They
and
call it girlfriend.
Uh-huh. If a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, he'd say he had been...
he's been courting. I don't know.
Do you ever say kissing or smooching or necking?
I heard that a lot.
Which ones have you heard?
Well, they say smooching.
Uh-huh. And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she...
she just quit him. She don't...
uh-huh.
She changed her mind. She don't care for this one. She must have seen somebody else.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
she didn't want. Her mind was not made.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
she decided, I don't know what caused it sometimes, it does that. But in every lover, that's a test.
Uh-huh.
But every lover, you can watch that. They always have to have a little disaccord somewhere. And it's, I call that the test.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes when that test is made, well, they get married not long after that. They decide what to do, but they have to have that test mostly, which is good. Let's see if they want to, if they love each other
uh-huh.
for good.
Joking ways of saying get married?
No.